Well, on Friday night, the Avon Eagles and the Avon Lake Shoremen will take center stage at North Ridgeville's Ranger Stadium. Should be a lot of fun. Tons of hype surrounding this game. The winner captures the Division II Region 6 championship and will advance the state semis a week from this coming Friday. A man who has been all over the Lorain County football beat, not just this year, but for many years, and he will be there in North Ridgeville on Friday. Tim Gebhardt with the Chronicle Telegram. Tim, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Can't wait for Friday night to kick that thing off.
That's going to be a lot of fun. I know you'll be there. We will, of course, be there as well. And, boy, this game is just so fun to attack from so many different angles, and we certainly want you to weigh in on Friday's contest. Let's begin with Avon. I know you had the chance to see them not only last week in their victory over Benedictine, but I know you were in Avon the week before when they took care of Worcester as well. What were your impressions from their win on Friday against Benedictine? I asked that one first because there were a lot of people that didn't think they were going to win that game on Friday, and not only did they win, they won convincingly.
Well, you know, they really did, and if you remember back, Benedictine took the opening kick, ran it back for a touchdown, and you're right away everybody's thinking, oh, my God, is Avon going to be able to hang in there? Because, you know, number one, they're all banged up, as you know. We'll talk about that in a minute. But number two, Benedictine is just a offensive juggernaut. And Avon, as the game wore on, handled that back of theirs that Benedictine likes to run, Jalen Edwards. They handled him pretty well. He was well under his average of the season. And I thought the defense was probably the key. But then the other thing, you know, Avon was able to move the ball on the ground. They've got a second-string quarterback in there, Nico Pappas, to start with, and he was able to get some nice gains. I think Benedictine was more concerned with Devin Hunter as well. They should have been. He ended up with over 200 yards himself. So, I mean, all those things are so impressive for Avon. They've got so many people that are down, but you know, that old adage, and it's, you know, maybe worn out a little bit, is next man up mentality. But that's Avon right there.
Hey, Tim, have you ever seen anything like this? We kept reading in the paper, this guy's out for Avon. That's going to hurt him. Nick Perusik's out for Avon. That's going to hurt him. Danny Zay's gone now. And yet they continue to find ways to win.
Boy, and then, you know, their big lineman, Jones Vex, missed last week, too. They've just come up with more injuries than, you know, a normal season. I think even Mike Elder is just kind of shaking his head as to what's going on there with them. But I'll give the credit to the coaching staff and the players, because, you know, maybe it's rubber bands, maybe it's mirrors and smoke or whatever, but boy, they seem to be able to put a product on the field that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. I mean, they put guys who are considered second stringers in, and they don't seem to miss a beat. And
no.
I mean, you know, a couple weeks ago in that game against Worcester, I mean, they brought in Nico Pappas, and, you know, it just seemed like that offense picked right up where it left off after Danny Zay left due to injury. So I've got to ask, because they experienced the same kind of thing against Benedictine last week, what were your impressions of Chase Myers, who came in to sub in for Pappas?
Well, you know, I think probably Coach Elder told him, you go in there, we just don't want you to do anything out of the ordinary. And he was, for a sophomore, he was very poised, very conscious of what he was doing. He would run out of bounds rather than to get tackled, but he still was able to gain, you know, 4 or 5 yards on a carry. He was pretty good. He made he only had to make one throw, but it was on a third down, and I think it was like 8 or 9 yards. He threw a screen pass to Devin Hunter, and it was like 20-some yards. They picked up the first down, but he did it perfectly. The rush was coming at him. He floated the ball over the lineman's head right to Devin Hunter, who picked up the first down. It was just, you know, you would have thought it was a veteran quarterback that was out there, to be honest.
Speaks volumes of the depth of that program. It really does, because as you guys just mentioned a few moments ago, you pick out a position and it has been affected in some way, shape, or form because of injury, whether that's tailback, quarterback in the trenches, the wide receivers as well have been dinged up. So it's really incredible how they've been able to dig deep and get to this point. Now, having said all that, Tim, this Friday is going to be a totally different test because Avon Lake, and you see it and you hear about it from a lot of coaches and fans in the area, this is the kind of defense that in many cases comes around maybe once a generation. The speed that they've got is just absolutely terrific.
Well, that defensive line is obviously very impressive. Nick Marsh, Jacob Sinek, Zach Kovacs, Caden Van Court, they're all very, very good players. And you're right, they know Avon real well. They played them, you know, granted it was the first week of the season and a lot has happened since then, but they know Avon Lake. They know their tendencies. This should be just a great game. You know, I'm so happy that they were able to put this game in Lorain County. You know, a few years ago, Avon played Midview, and they ended up having to play over at North Royalton. And that's only because I think Lorain County has upgraded its facilities. North Ridgeville now has turf and a great facility. There's turf now at Lorain, Alluria, and so forth. So, you know, Lorain County has obviously improved its venues, and that's been a big blessing for this particular game, that it's so local and people can come and join and watch it. Like you mentioned on the break, you know, tickets are going fast at both schools. You might be wise to get your tickets ahead of time, obviously.
Tim, you mentioned the venues, and Elyria is going to get to host here as well. Lorville and O'Carter.
A Division Five game.
Yep.
I saw that. Yeah, that's great. And I think that's another case where, you know, Lorain and Elyria, Avon Lake, they all have turf now. It's a good sin, North Ridgeville.
Sure.
It's a good thing for the county that we've got places to play these playoff games.
We're being joined by Tim Gebhardt with the Chronicle-Telegram here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about this Friday's contest between Avon and Avon Lake in the Division II Region 6 title game. You know, we spent a lot of time talking about Avon, all they've overcome this year, Avon Lake, their speed on defense. Tim, you get the feeling that what they do offensively, and they've achieved a great deal of balance on that side of things this year, that doesn't really get talked about nearly as much.
Well, that's true. They can, you know, well, I'm sure their passing is going to be affected with Danny Zay going out, but I think Avon has proven that they can move the ball a number of ways. They've got good receivers, Joey Lance, or tight end, Andrew Smith, their other wide receiver, Michael Matlick. They all could catch the balls. Noah Mangdon is another one. They all can catch the ball very, very well. You know, Avon's just, it's a football program. Mike Elder really has things going over there. But let's not sell Avon Lake short either. They can, everybody talks about their defense, but they were able to score those 17 points on Wadsworth in the fourth quarter. Granted, some of it was because the defense made some plays and got some turnovers, but that's still a team that can be dangerous on offense as well. And you know, if it comes down to special teams, I think this Harry Hebert or Herbert or whatever, however you pronounce it, is probably one of the best kickers that we've seen in Lorain County for a long time. He can nail field goals from just about anywhere on the other side of the 50.
Now, it's remarkable about him as he plays on the defensive side of the ball, too. But, Tim, going back to that game, I mean, it seemed, and I wasn't there, Bull can maybe speak to it a little better, but it seemed like Wadsworth had the right plan in place. They were up. Not many teams have scored 20-plus points.
That's true.
I think what's remarkable is Avon Lake still found a way to win that one.
Right. You know, they got the fumble recovery that got them going there in the fourth quarter, and then they kind of took things from there. The thing that is impressive about Avon Lake, and it's been for years, it goes back to Dave DeLugas' time there, when they get the ball, they do not make mistakes. They had no fumbles. They did have one interception last week, but when you look at how they control the football, their drive, you know, they would consistently move the ball on offense, keeping the ball away from Wadsworth, and I thought that was impressive. And if they can do that same thing again this week against Avon, you know, they'll probably be in good shape.
They've got some lengthy receivers that could cause some problems as well. Creed Bologna, Nate Sidlowski, both guys 6'3", 6'4", in that range. And those are the kinds of guys that Michael Corbo and company certainly target as they get deep into enemy territory. So those will be some really fun matchups to watch. You mentioned special teams, Tim, and I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, that's an area where both of these teams really seem to excel. Going back to Avon's win against Worcester in the first round of the playoffs, they were exceptional. I mean, they were in the face of the Worcester punter all night long, and you could say the same thing about Avon Lake and their first round win over Maple Heights. I mean, they constantly applied some pressure, and even if they weren't getting a hand on the punt, they were applying enough pressure so that the punter had no choice but to get it off early, and probably wasn't able to get as much hang time on his punt or get the punt that he wanted to get, because that's what good teams do. They find ways to beat you in all three phases of the game.
I agree. You know, we mentioned Harry Habert for Avon Lake, but Nate Vakos for Avon is just as effective as a kicker. You know, and like you said, their special teams put a lot of pressure on Benedictine's punter last week. And again, I don't think they blocked any or touched any or whatever, but they did probably have caused him to maybe, I don't know if he shanked one, or but they came up short because he hurried it a little bit.
Yeah, and look, special teams are always something that sometimes we have a tendency to forget about a little bit, but in games like this, and you get the impression that as good as both of these defenses are, you could see a similar score to the one we saw in the first week of the season when Avon beat Avon Lake 13-12. We could be surprised, but I don't know. Based on the way things are looking heading into Friday's game, I get the impression that if we see both teams score to the 20s, that would be a little bit of a shocker to me.
I would agree with you. I would think that the game's going to be similar to the first week where it ended up 13-12. I think Avon Lake kicked a couple of field goals and actually had missed an extra point, which was unusual. And Avon made a couple of big fourth down plays that kept drives alive. So, you know, that they were very evenly matched that first week. I'm sure in the back of Avon Lake's fans' mind, they're probably thinking they have the advantage because of all these kids that are out. But don't go in there overconfident, because Avon's going to come to play. They just play hard. They just play hard all the time. They're going to give them a good battle.
This is always a special rivalry, regardless of the situation, regardless of the records. And, you know, it just adds more fuel to the fire on Friday night. It should be a special night, not only for both of those communities, but for all of Lorain County, because these are the kinds of things that just don't happen very often.
Well, that's true. And though you mentioned those two have been rivals, it's, you know, there's a just that railroad track that separates the two communities. And they're both very similar as far as the type of communities that they are. They're both growing, and they're both you know, at one time both of those communities were considered farm communities, and now anymore, you know, they're just right up there. Well, they're both Division II schools, and I think at one time Avon was like a Division IV, if I'm not mistaken, not too long ago, and they've grown that much. So this is special that these two, you know, right back neighboring communities like that, back at it on Friday.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun. I will be there, my friend. Look forward to seeing you down there as well. And well, I think we are in store for a slugfest for sure. Looking forward to reading your article about this game on Saturday morning. Tim, we appreciate the time as always.
Good. Get there early. It'll be a lot of fun.